The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, and we're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand. It's the podcast version of the radio, and you will be able to hear whatever you missed. We have much to do. I'm just finally seeing for the first time on the TV screen Diddy throwing his girlfriend all over a hotel room hallway. 2016 video. Remember an old girlfriend of his sued him and got a settlement the next day and wondered why the settlement happened so fast? Well, now you can see why. Somebody leaked the video. We'll talk more about that in detail later, but they did that big raid here in L.A. and in Miami, and he is suspected of all kinds of terrible violent crimes and sexual crimes that they're still investigating. But this is absolute proof what he was doing to his former girlfriend in that hallway. That's going to come later. Right now, yesterday was a big news conference, and all the silly fools who run Metro, from Stephanie Wiggins, the CEO, on down, and the silly fool mayor, Karen Bass, who is the chair of the Metro board. Well, they had their press conference yesterday, and enough is enough. This is unacceptable, all the violence, because we had a whole string of stabbings within the last couple of weeks. In fact, I have a list of the biggest crimes on the Metro bus just this year. And if I have an hour later, I'll read them all. Finally, they got fed up. This is unacceptable. Well, whatever they're going to do, they didn't get to Commerce in time yesterday because a passenger was shot to death on a Metro bus in Commerce. And Blake Trolley, this has become its own beat that he's covering every day. He's on the line to tell us from KFI News. Blake there.
Yeah, John. Well, when they rolled out these security measures yesterday, I said it would be very embarrassing if a high profile crime takes place on the Metro system within the next month. I had no idea that the next high profile crime on the system would actually take place within a few hours.
So you jinxed
of
it.
That announcement that more law enforcement are now on the system. So I want to go to a few things here. First, we'll just go to the crime itself. Investigators say yesterday about 5 p.m. a bus was rolling through an industrial area. I visited that area this morning, John. There's nothing really there besides food factories. So big industrial buildings, very few people in the area, but a lot of stops for Metro as they drop off people who work those factories. Anyways, the bus came to a stop about 5 p.m. yesterday on Slauson, and a guy gets up and shoots a guy from behind, according to investigators, then gets off the bus and tries to take off on foot. They were able to arrest him pretty quickly, so they were able to take him into custody. Immediately, reporters began asking investigators last night if there was a police officer on the system. This, of course, coming because there was that announcement that there would be more law enforcement on the system. And the investigators that were on scene, these guys were from the LA County Sheriff's Department, said that there was no evidence at that time that there was an officer on the system.
Well, there's no way they're going to put, they can't put a cop on every bus, on every route. So even if they implement
one of the police said that.
Yeah. So they're both these guys are sitting on the bus. They're both passengers. And was there an altercation that led up to this?
Well, that's unclear because they really didn't get into the details of what led up to it. All they had said last night, and this is the latest we have, is that one guy gets up, walks behind the other guy, shoots him from behind, and gets off the bus. I would imagine there was some sort of altercation, but that remains to be seen.
You never know.
We wait for more information.
Just be a wacko who spontaneously acted out. I mean, that's happened with more frequency because of all the insanity and the drugs on the street. You have people just having a surge of, you know, craziness and acting violently. But go ahead.
Sorry, I want to get into a couple of things here. One thing I want to point out is, like you said, I mean, one of the investigators that was on scene last night said, listen, there's 2,000 buses. We can't put a cop on every bus. But I did talk to a security guard, John, and I thought you'd find this interesting. He's saying that on his commute, he did not notice a difference. And I want to first begin by playing this audio from Mayor Karen Bass. Yesterday, she wanted to make it very clear that the surge had actually started Wednesday.
Let me just say, I just want to be clear that the surge started yesterday. Yeah,
right.
So, yes, it will continue to ramp up, but we took action immediately. I just wanted to be clear about that.
And we heard yesterday that they're going to be ramping this up over time. But the question is how fast are they going to be ramping this up? Because I spoke with a security guard this morning who travels from Compton up to Commerce for work, and he said he's not noticing a difference. Have you noticed more officers or anything like that on your route?
Nah. Unfortunately, we haven't seen anything else, but it's the same.
And what does your route look like? Take us through your route.
So it's very busy, you know, like our route.
Or the route you take. Tell me how you travel here.
I'm coming all the way from Compton City, and, you know, I have to take the Blue Line train, and then I get off on the Slauson station. From there, I have to take the 108 Metro Line, and this is where my major concern is because, like I said, the majority of the people who works around the area, they rely on the bus to get to work, and not being safe with people carrying guns and any type of weapons with them is very concerning now.
And you get hassled because you're a security guard, huh?
Yeah, we do, but, you know, like
what happens? What, can you give us some examples? Because this is concerning.
Sometimes we have people that they dislike us. They might think that we're, like, policemen or something like that. So then they just start throwing comments about, like, you know, like, I'm coming after you. We're going to hurt you.
So you hear from him there. He's not seeing any difference, and he's saying that he's hassled because he's a security guard on the system.
Well, did Karen Bass or anybody else offer numbers? Because I don't know what a surge means. That's a clever word to use to make it think like something dramatic is happening. What's the actual numbers, and how would we know if it's enough when you have to spread it out over the vast bus and train system over a huge geographical area, at least square miles wise? So, I mean, so how do we know that how much they're putting out there and whether it would be effective?
Well, the true answer is we don't have a clear answer of how many extra officers are currently on the system. And if you really read between the lines of all the language that was used yesterday, that's where you start to get more clear on some of this. What we were quoted yesterday is that there's more than 600 officers on the system and nearly 200 security officers on the system. We were also told that a motion that Karen Bass is going to be introducing next week would increase enforcement by 20%. And I believe that is partially what they're working towards is 20%.
Where do they get these people from? Because the Los Angeles Police Department is way below its maximum, and so is the Sheriff's Department. The recruiting classes are tiny. So, and a lot of guys have given up and retired. So there's a shortage of cops. Where can they pull them from?
Well, exactly. And yesterday, John, when they were rolling out these numbers, they kept using the words phasing in. We're phasing in officers. We're phasing in officers.
So is it phasing in or it's a surge?
Well, you kind of heard both yesterday. I mean, really, you heard both in tandem.
They're phasing in the surge.
I ordered a surge yesterday, but then a Metro official, and this guy oversees security, was saying that we're phasing in more officers. So, and again, we were never given an exact number of officers.
No, that's how the game is played. You use a dramatic word like surge. You don't give specific numbers. And then somebody quietly the next day goes, oh, yeah, we're phasing it in. Well, phasing it in is not a surge, and without exact numbers, you know, we don't know if it's five people or, you know, 5,000.
Again, just listen one more time to what Mayor Bass says, and you kind of hear both right here in the same statement.
Let me just say, I just want to be clear that the surge started yesterday.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, it will continue to ramp up, but we took action immediately. Just wanted to be clear about that.
Well,
so
not,
it sounds like
not
they added some officers.
No, not in Commerce quickly enough. They didn't take action.
Well, anyways, yeah, I think people are going to really want some answers to how many officers actually were on the system. I was speaking with an official yesterday off mic, and they were telling me, well, there's going to have to be some level of a performance review here, and some numbers are going to have to be disclosed with this announcement and with this motion to increase law enforcement personnel.
All right, Blake, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, we'll see what happens this afternoon. Blake Trolley, KFI News. We'll take all this apart coming up in minutes, and we'll go through the list of crimes that happened before they decided it was unacceptable.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We just had Blake Trolley on from KFI News because there was another killing on a Metro bus today. Two guys on a bus in Commerce, and one guy gets up and just shoots the second man and kills him. No further detail. I'm sensing this stuff is going to start getting covered up because it's such an embarrassment to Bass, the chairman of the Metro Board, and Stephanie Wiggins, the incompetent CEO, every day. And, you know, I was going to, before we found out about the Commerce shooting, we were going to talk more about that press conference yesterday, because there's obviously a lot of misdirection going on here, but I guess many of the reporters are not interested in this. Maybe they're tired. But what is it? Is it a surge or is it a phase-in? Because Bass claims it's a surge, and then you talk to transit officials later, oh, well, we're phasing it in. And how many exactly? Like, how many actual bodies? Because you have to take that number, right? I'll just pick a number off the top of my head. Let's say you're going to add 100 officers. Are they coming from the LAPD or the Sheriff's Department? Because both departments are strapped for personnel. They're both short because nobody wants to be a cop anymore. Because the Black Lives Matter defund the police crowd successfully demonized and demoralized the police force, that no young guy or woman wants to do this. Why would you? You'll just end up getting sued. And Gascon has got his guns aimed at you, his legal guns aimed. He wants to put you away. And, you know, all this prattle about how it's unacceptable violence. Well, most of these people have committed a lot of crime. But God forbid Karen Bass criticizes her buddy, George Gascon. Remember, they endorsed each other. Gascon was at Karen Bass's mayoral kickoff event when she decided to run. They're buddies. And most of these guys who are doing the shooting and stabbing have lengthy criminal records, and Gascon won't put them away. So why doesn't she tell the truth? See, I'm looking for somebody to be blunt and tell the truth. This is because Gascon doesn't prosecute and get long sentences for these criminals, violent criminals. And now the word of the day is unacceptable. Bass uses the word unacceptable. Then Lindsay Horvath, that nutty county supervisor, says it's unacceptable. Well, let me tell you how many crimes were acceptable up to this point, because the LA Daily News has a list. January 11th, teenage boy fatally stabbed at the 7th Avenue Metro Center in downtown LA. February 1st, man fatally stabbed at Westlake MacArthur Park Station. April 7th, two people stabbed in separate attacks on the Red Line in East Hollywood and Westlake MacArthur Park. It's 2-1. April 13th, bus operator gets punched and stabbed while driving in Willowbrook. Up to this point, I guess that's all acceptable, right? April 22nd, man stabs a woman to death on a metro platform in Universal City. That's the poor woman who got stabbed in the throat and died. But things are acceptable still. No surge, no phasing. Okay, let's go to May 7th. Security guard stabbed at a Beeline station in Hollywood before he fatally shoots his attacker. Still acceptable to Karen Bass. Then Monday, woman stabbed in the arm on the Metro C line, Vermont Athens station. Still acceptable. Hours later, four teenagers got into a fight on a bus in Glendale. Two stabbed and the other two arrested. Still acceptable. No press conference, no surge, no phasing. Tuesday, man robbed of his cell phone and hit in the chest on a bus in Encino. Hello? No surge. Then on Thursday, a man shoots another passenger to death on a Metro bus in Commerce. And shortly before that, yesterday, oh, okay, unacceptable now. Surge, or is it a phase-in? And how many? Really, how many? They can't be on every bus. They can't be in every train car. It's because Bass has got to tell LAPD to start arresting every whack job wandering around the streets, and Gascon has to prosecute them and put them in prison. And if they don't, everyone always looks for root causes. It's funny. You don't hear her talking about the root cause. The root cause is her and her policy with the LAPD. And the root cause is Gascon and his policy of not prosecuting and imprisoning all these crazy people. They're the root causes. But instead, they'll do a press conference like, oh, there's a surge now. This is unacceptable. No, it's been acceptable. It's been acceptable for years. It's just you had too many in a week, and it's like, well, you know, the perception out there is, I'm waiting. I bet you by Monday, the El Segundo Times will run a story saying, well, actually, it's a mistaken perception by the public because of a spate of high-profile crimes than last week. If you look at the data and the statistics, it's actually safer than it. Just give it the weekend. Somebody will come up with that nonsense.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Now, let me set this up properly so you know what's going on. This is Congress. This is the House Oversight Committee. Late last night, you're going to hear mostly three Congresswomen. One nutty Republican, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You might be familiar with her. Two loony Democratic women, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You might know her. And then a new character named Jasmine Crockett. She's from Texas. Now, what they were supposed to be doing was voting on whether to pass along a contempt of Congress resolution regarding the Attorney General Merrick Garland. What the Republicans want is the audio recording of Joe Biden getting interviewed by that special counsel regarding the investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. And if you remember, the special counsel, Robert Hur, came out some weeks ago and said they're not going to charge Biden, in part because basically he's going senile. He's got a failing memory. And really is just like not competent to stand trial was the gist of it. So the Republicans say, you know what? He's president. He's running for president. We should hear this. The American people ought to hear the recording to see just how out of it Joe Biden is. How failing is his memory? In the middle of this, Green, the Republican, blurts out a question or a demand saying she wants to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Juan Merchan's daughter. Merchan is the Trump judge, and the daughter is very active in Democratic politics. And so Green throws this wild card into the discussion, and then all hell breaks loose because they start calling each other names and insulting each other's physical attributes. So when the women start talking, you're going to hear Marjorie Greene first, and she goes after Jasmine Crockett. It's going to be about eyelashes. Cortez gets outraged. Eventually, Crockett goes after Greene about her body type. So we've edited this down because this actually went on for almost 7 minutes. So here's a 2.5 minute version.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I guess
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Listen. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Marjorie Taylor Greene there says, I think your fake eyelashes are messing up what you're reading. Could you start it again? So look for that line.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Listen.
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Order of your committee.
Order.
Please.
There's a point of order.
We have a point of order. Mr. Lynch, state your point.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to ask the parliamentarian if your conduct here in raising money in connection with this hearing is referable to the Ethics Committee within this hearing. Is a motion in order to refer your conduct and your abuse of
It's not a point of order.
Mr. I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words.
Ocasio-Cortez.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings
move
hurt?
Her words down.
Oh, girl,
baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
gonna,
I don't think.
We are going to move and we're going to take your words down. Thank
I
you
second
much
that motion.
So who will have to fail? Okay. All right. We're suspending. The committee will reconvene. Ms. Green has 4 minutes and 21 seconds. There's a motion. Ms. Green, do you wish to strike your words?
I have 4 minutes and 21 seconds to speak.
I think we have to do the motion first, and then unless there's another motion, then you'll be recognized again.
James
but I believe
Comer.
There's another motion coming. So you agree to strike your words?
Yeah.
I'll okay. Agree. Ms. Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No.
Perry, okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well,
seconds.
Then
okay,
you're reserve not the right to your words.
I am Mr. not Mayor. Apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman. The minority
self-evident.
Chair you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Out of order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move
those
to strike
words
the ladies'
well.
Words.
I move to strike the order.
Ladies'
well.
Words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the
There's
words.
Another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your members under
here's
control.
Here's the correct. The
now,
correct
Jasmine Crockett's going to come
Green,
back into it.
Do you ask unanimous? Do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike right. my words, that, but I'm not right. apologizing.
Without objection. Without
not
objection.
Well, wait. Do we have the part where? Wait. But we got to have the Jasmine Crockett part, where she talks about the. Do we have that? The bleached blonde. Clip. All right, get it.
That was crazy.
That's not even.
Wow.
Because Crockett then comes back in. She's the one who was insulted about her eyelashes and said, to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee starts talking about somebody's bleached blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct? And that's what Crockett was saying, describing Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Comer became confused. I have no idea what you just said. What is a butch body? Is that a lesbian reference?
Yes.
All right, play it now.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
Hold
a
on.
Part
I'm
of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman,
motion to strike
those
words.
I have no idea
words.
What you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just said.
Oh, you just voted to do it.
I did it first. So you
voted to do it.
Order.
I'm trying to
get clarification.
Look, it. Calm down. Calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying
hey,
to get
Ms.
your
Crockett,
opinion.
You're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your
and
yelling.
You don't want
calm
me
down.
To be, no.
Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I
Look,
come,
chairman,
if I
can
come
we
and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Chairman, Mr.
These are people running our country?
Yeah. Yeah, the House Oversight Committee.
Wow.
It's great.
And when you tell somebody to calm down, by the way, that just makes things worse.
No, you just don't do that. But it was a very diverse collection. You had a black woman, a Hispanic woman, and a white woman, Republican and Democrat. You know, this is the whole Congress here. This is equity and diversity and insanity.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Adam Moskowitz. He's on the board of the Encino Little League. Why is the Encino Little League in the news? Because there's homeless encampments outside the field, and Nithya Raman, the idiot councilwoman in the area, won't get them removed. And so the parents obviously are losing their minds because there was a fire the other day, and they're afraid that the fire's going to spread and burn all the parkland in the Sepulveda Basin or burn the fields. And they've been complaining about this for a long time. And typically, Karen Bass, Nithya Raman don't do anything about it because kids playing baseball, not as important as drug addicts and mental patients living in their tents. It's just shocking. This is not a new issue. Everybody's been screaming about this for at least 7 years. And there's fires because they're accessing the electrical lines. I'll tell you all about it coming up after 2 o'clock. So this morning's entertainment, I woke up, helicopters again. And it's kind of fun lying in bed. It's 5:30 for me. And I'm, you know, it's just starting to get a little bit of light. And I'm thinking, okay, now what would this be? You know, it can't be UCLA still, right? Because they dragged all those protesters away. And I'm thinking, is it like a robbery suspect loose in the neighborhood? And it turns out it's some lunatic driver who got chased by police and ended up on the 405 northbound, but she's driving south and everybody else is going north. Now, the police had closed the 405 north, right? Because I've been watching this video. And she just plowed into all the cars that had stopped along the 405. She was in a white van, and she'd already been knocked around by the police. And she spun around, and she ends up going in the wrong direction. First, it was in the Sepulveda Pass. And then she's going boom, boom, boom. And she gets pulled out, and she looks insane. I mean, her face is all bloodied up. Let me get that photo that you sent me here. Okay. All right. I mean, her eyes are bugging out. I mean, the second day in a row, we have a bug out photo. Remember yesterday we had the bug eye photo of the guy who'd sexually assaulted the woman in the Santa Monica Park. Now we've got this lady. She's got blood all along the left side of her face, blood under her nose, blood in her mouth, on her teeth. She's making a wild, crazy face. What creates this? Her age, she looks youngish.
I can't tell.
Yeah, I can't tell.
I mean, she's definitely not old.
Right. Right. But she's, would meth do this?
That's what I thought.
It's got to be meth, but because she went straight on into all these stopped cars on the 405 going north. And after a couple hours, I kept tuning in to see where the story was. And the traffic was backed up to Inglewood.
Yeah.
From Brentwood to Inglewood.
Not to mention that she rammed police cars, too.
Yeah. What was her original crime?
I don't know.
Because they just kept showing the chase over and over again and the spin out and then crashing into the cars. And So I don't know. I suppose it took hours and hours to get wherever you wanted to go this morning. This place is nuts. It's the drugs, I tell you. The drugs. But nobody stops that. Nobody prosecutes for that. So there'll be more. All right. After 2, just in a few minutes, after Deborah's news, what do we got? We've got Adam Moskowitz. He's on the board of the Encino Little League, past president. And there's homeless encampments in a residential area near the Encino Little League field, like Havenhurst and Otsego. And there was a fire that broke out on one of the encampments a few weeks ago. And they're afraid that everything's going to burn. You know, they're accessing the electricity. Nithya Raman, the local city councilwoman, as of yesterday's story, was doing nothing about it, even though they'd asked her over and over and over again. But she's one of those. I guess she considers kids playing baseball some kind of unacceptable privilege. And it's subordinate to the homeless right to start crazy fires out of their tents. I don't know what the rationale is. Hey, but you just got reelected. Big. I don't know what's going on. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
private. Put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.